This is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinnis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
All right, we got more letters to take care of. Dear Scott and Tony.
By way of reminder, yeah. after this week,
after Friday's show, there'll be the same old shows till probably the 5th of September.
Okay.
Tuesday the 5th, after Labor Day, when we all get back and we're refreshed. And
that's cool.
Dear Scott and Tony, I saw this one and just knew I had to send it. Lisa Lynn Best, a.k.a., and how you pronounce her name, Empress of the Earth.
Really?
Now I think Evan has started something.
Good job, Phelps. Oh, wait, the P is silent. Good job, Phelps.
The story Lisa sent us was Penis Flower Fans Storm Netherlands. Do we really need to know more?
I got a fascinating mind picture going on.
After more than a decade of anticipation, horticulture fans, horticulture is a fun word because it sounds dirty.
It does. It sounds like they're selling those little flowers.
Or the culture. Anyway, they stormed a Dutch greenhouse to catch a glimpse of the penis plant, the world's largest and smelliest flower. Originally from Sumatra, the Amorphophallus titanum features a prominent phallus-like pod that can grow up to 12 feet tall. Oh, pod envy. It can take several years to flower in captivity, but whenever it does, the bloom attracts penis flower fans from all over the world. Time, of course, of the essence. The bloom usually lasts less than one day. Then, just like its human counterpart, quickly shrivels up. Visitors crowded into the greenhouse of the University of Leiden for a peek at the rare blossom, which gives off a pungent stench of rotting fish and putrid meat. So, it's a romantic kind of flower. We're overjoyed the plant has flowered, said Art Vogel, the manager of the greenhouse. This is one of the 10 rarest species in the world, and fires in Sumatra are threatening its very existence.
Darn. Somehow I want to rinse off now.
See?
German men defended their prowess between the sheets, hitting back indignantly at a survey evidence showing at survey evidence showing nearly half the nation's women were left unsatisfied by their partners. This explains both World War One and World War II.
Yes.
Male readers of best-selling newspaper Bild, which exposed what it called the bitter truth about Germans in bed, said women who complained about their lovers' skills, or lack of them, only had themselves to blame. My wife doesn't turn me on properly, said a man identified only as... You did this on purpose.
Penis flower.
No, Peter M., same thing. Men are visual creatures. And if you take a look at a middle-aged German woman, basically what you see is an Olympic shot putter.
Yeah. Most guys I know would still go, hey, I got a chance with her.
Men are visual creatures, and before you slap a quarter pound of makeup over your faces, it'd be better if you took a trip to the solarium, shaved your legs, and thought a bit more about what men need, he wrote in a letter. Yeah, what about my needs?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to try that. Fred W.
said, girly men.
Fred W. said women were too focused on capturing their man, but then made little effort to keep love and sex alive in their relationships. If their own wives weren't so boring, there would be less infidelity and fewer marriages and relationships would break up. Bunk! This guy's an idiot.
He's a guy.
Women complain it's more a case of their partners neglecting them or being too rough when they do have sex. I'll put on boxing gloves.
Oh, boy.
A survey of 345 women between the ages of 18 and 59 said younger women were most dissatisfied.
Because they know more.
You've been listening to This Is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinnis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.